You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
In the building, folks, we have none other than Riker Prestwood-Smith here in the studio. How are you doing this fine morning?
I'm doing good, thank you.
You're doing great?
Yeah.
Is the applause too loud?
No, it's good.
No, that's cool, that's cool. Me, nuts. Well, do you commute here straight from your flat?
Yeah, I just walked down.
Nice. Is it far, very far at all?
No, I'm on like Fatty Lane near the McDonald's
oh,
and stuff.
Classic.
So it's really great.
Has it been quite loud there lately with all the students going past?
Yeah.
Do you,
right.
Is your sleep taking a bit of a toll?
A little bit, but I mean, you're a student, not going to get much sleep anyway.
Yeah, very true. I live right next to Salmond and Knox College, and that's been not too bad, but just, I don't know, loud, drunk kids.
Yeah.
I feel like the Salmond kids are pretty chill, but the Knox ones are feral.
Knox ones are feral.
Anyway, with a name like Riker Prestwood-Smith, I got to ask, are you someone from the 1800s who stumbled upon their rich, genius uncle's time machine and then came forward to 2024?
I wish.
You wish?
Nah.
Because Riker, where the name come from?
Well, I was looking for new names when I was 16, and one of my favorite YouTubers, Thomas Sanders, he's American, he does cool skits. He did like a D&D series, and his character's dad's name in D&D was Riker.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, that's such a cool name.
Not after the prison, Riker's Island?
No, I didn't actually learn about all the different types of Riker until after. And people were like, oh my god, wait, Riker in Star Wars? Or like Riker the prison? Or Riker the shoe brand? And I was like, wait, what? But that just makes it cooler, so.
Yeah, totally. So I didn't really explain what you're here for. You are a first edition of the Club Spotlight, which I think, again, gets another abrupt, of course. I try to use as many of these as I can. And you're from Otago UniCheer, which is effectively a cheerleading group at the Clubs and Societies building, which is fantastic. How long have you been into cheerleading yourself?
1.5 years. I joined halfway through my first year. So yeah, that was really cool for me to get into it, because I didn't know cheerleading was a thing in New Zealand.
Yeah, neither did I.
Yeah. You're just like, you watch all the movies, like these American cheerleaders like on the side of football pitches or whatever, and then you come here and it's like, wait, that exists?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. And what got you into it? Was watching those cheerleading movies as a teenager kid or something else?
I never was really into cheerleading or dance or anything like that as a kid. But my sub warden actually was part of the cheerleading club.
Right.
And he was promoting it a lot at our hall. And then me and a couple friends decided to go along with him for a training halfway through the year. We loved it. And then we just continued on to there and helped promote it. And yeah.
Like you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's fantastic. I do want to touch on, I guess, the broader cheer movement in Aotearoa. You know, because it's mostly an American thing.
Yeah.
So, like, how strong is the cheerleading scene in Aotearoa? How big is it?
Not amazingly big, but it is growing.
Highly competitive?
Yeah, it can be. There's 4 university teams, but there's also, like, younger teams as well that compete. Instead of it being like a sideline cheer, it's more like competitions and like building up routines and performing at different, like you can do showcases or like nationals. We're going to United, like the competition team is going to United in Wellington this year, so that's really cool.
That's mean.
Yeah.
That's mean. I got to ask about how you'll run your cheers. You know, do you score routines to songs, or is it more like the a cappella type thing in America?
Nah, it's definitely songs. We do like a little like mashup. Some people on the team are really good with like the technology to like mash up a whole bunch of songs and make it sound really cool.
Right.
And then we do our routine to that.
What are some of the songs that have been pretty big for you guys over the past wee while?
Hands Clap. I don't know who it's by, but that was our like dance, because we do like a little dance. We do like the stunts at the start, and then we do a song to a dance at the end. And Hands Clap was that song last year, and that was so iconic.
Nice. Is there any Charlie or Chapel Roan in there? Yeah, I feel like they could go pretty hard.
Maybe this year.
Yeah.
We haven't decided on the music this year, but...
Yeah, is that like a group decision? Or is there like choreographers within the cheer team?
Our coach comes up with all the choreography.
Right.
And she normally chooses the song. She always has she's amazing with it. She, has like a vision that she wants, so she chooses what matches her vision. But for the rest of the routine, we normally pose it to the teammates and they're like, you know, do you have any songs that you want to be in it? And then just a Google form, and then everyone gives their song ideas and we take the ones that fit or like with the right tempo, but we can speed it up and slow it down if we want to.
Nice. So, what are some of the songs that you've submitted?
None that have
Gangnam
gone in. I'm quite into like the grunge and rock scene, so I normally pose like a Nirvana song or a Green Day song, but it doesn't really
Black Hole Sun.
Oh yes, that would be fun. One day.
Nice, man, nice. It'd be funny to get some real like shoegazy cheer, cheering type stuff. Just really slow building kind of stuff.
That would be cool.
That'd be fantastic. Now, you all came first in New Zealand Nationals and Super Nationals last year.
Yes.
So huge ka pai.
Thank you.
How big of an achievement is that?
It's pretty good. There's, like I said, there's only four teams and only. It's really hard to get all four of us to compete at the same competition.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes there's only two of us and we're just fighting for like first. But it's still, I mean, even just showing up and performing is amazing for us. And the fact that we can go to a national competition in a different part of the country is amazing. And just to get that exposure and get that, the feeling of competing, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's a great experience, and it's really great.
Is there any plans to take it international this year?
Go to
Australia?
I mean, maybe sometime in the future, but not this year.
The fiscal environment's a bit
Bit student treacherous. Budget.
Now, there's two strands of the cheer club, with those being Knights and Dynasty. Knights practice once a week, where Dynasty practice twice a week, and I guess Dynasty is more competitive. What are some of the big difference between these two groups?
Well, Knights is our recreational team, so, I mean, you don't have to have experience to go on either team, but Knights is, like, the more casual team, where you can just go along, you'll learn the basics, you'll learn, like, all the techniques, and then you'll slowly build it up, and there's no, like, I mean, there's commitment, but, like, if you don't show up, it's fine, but if there's enough people that show up consistently each week, then they'll hopefully be building towards a competition at the end of the year. Where the Dynasty are a completely competitive team, and it's very high commitment, which is awesome if you're really invested. So two times a week, and you'll be working on your choreography from like day one, and you'll be knowing your stunts, you'll be hitting them, you'll be working together with the same group of people each time, and you'll know they show up. Both of them are amazing. I started off in Knights, and it was a really great environment, and then I moved up to Dynasty when I was ready, and that was awesome as well. So yeah, it's just a level of like commitment you need, but I mean, skill level is the same. I didn't have any skills when I started, and then I got into the comp team in second year. So
practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
When I immediately thought of a cheer group, I was like, right, that's probably going to be like women or femme presenting people, because that's just how it's been shown to me in media throughout my years. But contrary to what some may think, including myself, on first thought, you all aren't gendered at all, which is fantastic. Has it always been that way?
No. Yes, it has been that way. Yeah, it's always been that way. We've always tried to have a good like mix of genders in there. And I mean, this year we're trying to recruit more guys because we need them. Honestly, we need them. But we're just trying to recruit in general. But it's always been that way. Even like before I started, there's like pictures and stuff of it being like almost like 50-50 for the gender ratios and stuff. And it's really cool, but yeah, last year it kind of died out and it was more like female presenting people, but then we had a couple more guys join and it's like, it's really good, it's really inclusive, yeah.
Mean. And if people who are listening want to get in touch, potentially join Otago Uni Cheer, how can they do so?
Go to our Instagram, Otago Uni Cheer, and all the information is on our page and you can just sign up through the links in our bio.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming on the program and chatting with me about your fantastic club.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
Of course. Is there any final words you want to leave the listeners with?
We have our open days next Monday 7 till 8pm, mm-hmm. Wednesday 7 till 8pm, and then the following Monday 7 till 8pm at King Edward's Court. There's no commitment, you don't have to pay, just come along and have fun.
Awesome. So, yeah. Well, you heard them first, folks. That was Rika Presswood-Smith. We're chatting about the Otago Uni Cheer Group as part of our first edition of the Club Spotlight, coming through very shortly.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.